On this week's episode, we have Christina Malika, who is a representative with CACE, Cultural Academic Student Exchange, and who has also hosted many foreign exchange students here in the Falls.
Hi.
Hi, Christina. Thank you for being on the show this week.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you end up getting involved with CACE?
How I ended up was kind of like a God thing. My husband and I had recently got married and we had our own, our own kids, but obviously nothing together. And we had gone to high school together and I was like, hey, do you remember our senior year we had a German exchange student? I said, I would love to do that. And he's like, oh, great. We'll talk about it. Well, we happened to be going to the fest and there you had it. It was a booth all about hosting exchange students. And we got two that year. And that's what propelled us.
So what do you do with CASE involving, we just had Carl Sobozinski from Greenheart last week, and he talked about how they would help students get all the paperwork processed and help them find homes. Do you do a lot of the same thing involving helping find host families? And then how much do you work with the students?
Okay. So as a representative, it's kind of twofold. First, the first part is to locate families who would potentially open up their hearts and their homes to the students. We help them fill out the applications. We do background checks and we explain the program to them. And then we look at the students we have and we look at the things that the family likes to do. And we try to find compatible students for each family because we want the students to come here and actually become part of the family. This isn't like just a hotel situation. That we want students to come here and engage in school and their families and literally become part of the family. So we do our best to match the families and the students together. Once the students here, the students go to the high school wherever you're located. So if you're in Stowe, Cuyahoga Falls, Akron, Cleveland, I actually had three students up in Conneaut this year. So they go to the high school in their local area. And while they're here, you supervise them. If there's any issues, concerns, you talk with them, you talk with the family, and you resolve any issues. 98% of the time, there's no issues. You just have a lot of fun. We do different events. And my favorite part of the job is seeing the families become, one. So.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, my grandparent hosted several foreign exchange students throughout the years. And I remember one they had, and I can't remember what his name was. It's been so long. But they had a high school student from, I can't remember if it was China or Japan. But I remember when we were kids, someone would always dress as Santa Claus. And I still remember that, seeing him, he's just probably like a high school senior and he's sitting on whoever's playing Santa's lap. And it was the best thing in the world to him at that time. It was like.
So it's fun to see the reactions to different things that we do compared to what they do. And I love learning about their countries. My husband and I have hosted from Germany, Italy, Thailand, South Korea, Germany, Croatia. I'm missing a few. France. Yeah. So
the students who are part of the program, are they here on a scholarship? What is the process for applying to come overseas to study?
Okay. So CASE is the American agency. And then the students, there's several different agencies depending on where they're located. So those agencies, they have to apply. We're now doing kind of like video type interviews. They have to come with their own spending money. Their English scores need to be good. And they need to come, prepared to study.
You talked about the experiences that you've had with students. What have they usually said has been the best part about coming over and studying for a year here.
Well, first, they say school's a lot easier here. Second, in most countries, they don't have the sports in the high schools. So they really like the aspect of doing the team sports. My students in the past, I haven't asked my two this semester yet, but usually I ask my students before they leave, what can I do better? What did you enjoy the most? And usually they say like our Sunday trips. So usually Sunday we go to church and then afterwards we go somewhere, you know, whether it's the zoo, hiking, you know, I find something. I love being an ambassador of the state of Ohio. I love sharing the history. I love, you know, taking them to Cleveland, Columbus, down to Hocking Hills. Just, I love sharing the state of Ohio.
And we have so much to offer as it is, but when you're coming here, you know, for a year and you've never seen any of it, that makes it even better.
Right. I want to step back for a minute because I realized I didn't answer one of your questions. You asked about scholarships. So that is on the other end of it, the other agencies. So I've had several students that have gotten scholarships for grades, scholarships. Like I had a Neze who was from Italy, and she was able to get a scholarship through, her parents were police officers. So through an organization with her parents' work. So every kid comes here in a different way, some on scholarship, some not. But the bottom line is that, you know, our host families are volunteers. We don't get paid to host. And that's why it's really important that you match the families with their students, because it is more about becoming a family and sharing that American experience.
Well, especially when you're living with, you know, even one person for however many months. Yet you are part of their lives. And if right. It's not a good experience, that's just going to make learning at school even worse. Right. Yeah, you want to have a good experience when you're here for a year.
Yes.
Now, you're currently looking to try to find families to host students for next year. Can you tell a little bit about some of the students that you're looking to find homes for this coming year?
I have a young man from Brazil. His name is Gabriel. He loves basketball and singing and playing music. And he's 15 years old. We have a girl from Brazil, a boy from Germany, another girl from Germany. We have a girl from Belgium, a young man from Italy, a girl from Italy, Germany, Italy. It looks like Germany and Italy are a lot of the students this year. So I'm just going to pull one up to use as an example. So I have a young man from Germany who, he's Christian and he likes to go to church. So this young man, he likes painting, drawing, running, snowboarding, and he would like to be in band and orchestra. He's interested in coming to America because he wants to learn the American culture. He would like to make music and take part in tournaments. So, I mean, each student, you know, tells you about things that they like to do. And he has pets and he's from a small town and he has you know, a brother and he likes hanging out with his friends. So, you know, you look at what a student says that they like and you find a family that, you know, maybe has a student that's into art or a band student, and you try to match that student up with a family that has the same interests. And sometimes if you have a student, you know, anyone can host. So you can be a single person, you can be a same-sex couple, you can provide a different experience than maybe somebody else. You have families with young kids, you have retired people who just want to, you know, stay young. So there's an opportunity for anyone to host. I did find some more students. So we have I was saying a girl from Germany, and she likes basketball, gymnastics, photography, that she's open and honest and loves to make new connections, and she loves to bake and watch movies. So that sounds perfect. I have another young woman from France, and she likes fitness and singing and playing music, and she loves laughing, and she loves animals. So, I mean, there's every student comes with their own unique little niche, and it's just, it's fun to find that perfect family for them.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm glad that families get to learn about the student when they're, you know, when they're looking to host.
Right.
For anybody who is interested in hosting one of these students, how do they go about contacting Case or you to start the process?
So I love just to let people know, you know, just sit down one-on-one and really talk to them about what the program is and what it's like having a host student. I don't want anyone to ever feel like, okay, I've started the process, now I'm stuck doing it. No, because that's, if you're not going to be 100% sure yeah. you want to do it, then, I mean, this isn't, you know, Amway. You know, I'm not going to pressure you to do something because these are kids. We want it to be a good match.
There's a lot of responsibility on both ends.
I like a letter that I email that kind of explains about the program, you know, what a host family is, you know, the ages of the students, that they're screened, that they speak English, have their own spending money and health insurance. If anyone wants to reach me, I can give my phone number and my email address. Anyone can like reach out to me on Facebook. And again, as long as I have your email, I can send out this informational letter just so you can get an idea of what the program's about. And then from there, we sit down and the application, you know, you fill it out, you write down what your rules are as a family, the things you like to do, you take pictures of your home, and you get this application put in. I do a home visit to make sure that the home is the home that, you know, is being presented. I make sure that, like, say that the kids are going to be in this one room, make sure that they have a bed, a window to escape if there was a fire, make sure it's in a good neighborhood, safe. And then I contact the references. I do background checks, and we vet our families just like the students are vetted. So it's a pretty easy process, and it's kind of addicting. Once you get one, you want to keep going.
Well, wonderful. So like we were saying, if somebody is interested in going through this process and helping a student come overseas and learn, contact Christina or contact Case and learn, you know, get to learn more about the program and see if it's something you're interested in pursuing.
I can give you my phone number. So my phone number is 440-309-6872. Again, my name is Christina Malika, and you can reach out to me and I will get back to you and I will send you an email all about the program, and then we can sit down and talk about the students.
So, Christina, thank you for being on the show this week. And I'm going to put this out as a bonus episode this week so that as the school year comes to a close, I know it's a lot easier to get a hold of administrators and let them know that students might be coming when the school year is still somewhat in session. So,
right. So, well, thank you very, very much for having
you're
me
welcome.
On share about, you know, Case. It's definitely an experience. It's a lifetime of memories.
And having hosted several students yourself, you know.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing that is. Yeah.
And I love keeping contact with my students, and I've had the pleasure of you know, going to Germany and seeing a couple of them there. A few of the students have come back home. So actually, I have a student coming back home this summer in August. Him and his brother are going to come visit. So
nice.
It's so much fun.
Well, thank you again. And we'll see everyone next time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.